this morning's announcements. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, MorrinvilleAlliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after singing. Sunday school is for age 4 to grade 5, nursery from infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers in our ARC Sunday School. If it's something you're interested in, we'll walk you through how that works. Please be praying for our Summer Jam teachers as they are leaders, as they prepare for our incredible camp. We have 40 registrants right now. Usually we hit 100. We'll be having another baptism July 28th. If this is something that you'd like to know more about, you can contact the church office or contact me. Our next social event will be our church picnic, June 16. There's a sign-up sheet on the Welcome Center if you want to bring dessert or if you want to bring salad and how many are coming, and that'll help us prepare for hamburgers and hot dogs and pop and everything else. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be people stationed in this back corner after the service that you can get prayer. That's all our announcements.
If you're comfortable, please stand and we'll continue singing.
Shout out.
you, kids. You are ready to go. And everyone else, say hi to someone before you sit down.
Good morning. Thanks so much for helping me out. Oh, my.
So is it just your mom's voice, or she just feels sick?
She just feels sick in her voice. Like, she can't sing very well. She was saying, she's like, yeah, I was trying to sing. I can do low notes really well, but not anymore.
Transition on screen, I'm not sure what that's about. What you need? It's usually on the piano one.
It's kind of fun, the season we're coming into, for those who have planted things or have flowers or different things. It's with the holding down of the wind, it's a wonderful season to see new life coming. This morning, we're going to use James to guide our prayers. Let's pray. James 1, 17, 18, it says, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return his affection and worship him for his perfection and unchanging glory, evidenced in all he has created. Thank you, God, for the gift of life. Confession, James 4, 7, 8, and 10. So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it you need to run from? Confess these sins to God. Run toward him and let him lift you up forgiven. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thanksgiving, James contrasts the evil one's influence on worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom. James 3:17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you have seen his perfect way working in you or those around you. Supplication. James encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, 16. Are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Let's bring our requests before him now. We pray for Will and Martha, for Lou and Harold, for Roman and Lori, for Drew, Monique and Wilford, Shirek and Jemaine and their family, for Diane, Cynthia and Jill, Lisa and Chris, Corrine and Isaac, Michael and Tavia, Clay and Lauren and their family, James and Tara and their family, some of the places around the world, United Arab Emirates, Uruguay, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Haiti. For Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us, the things that would crush us, but they won't crush you. And so, God, we freely give these things to you to carry for us that we cannot carry. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. You may have noticed we're going to put the Lord's Prayer on behind me, just in case I say the wrong word, I stop speaking. You don't remember what it is, but it'll always be behind you if you need a tip. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. This morning's reading is Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. It is an abomination for kings to commit wicked acts, for a throne is established on righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who speaks right is loved. The fury of a king is like messengers of death, but a wise man will appease it. In the light of a king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud with the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen above silver.
Please stand as we sing this next song, and we would encourage you to make this your prayer as you sing it.